Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I hope everybody's having a good Monday, fresh off a nice full slate of NFL games. We got one more to go, baby. One more L. Got to get served. Hopefully that will happen tonight. We'll talk about to whom it will be served. I was doing a lot of this weekend, John Martin, Brad Carson, going, get him, get him. I was yelling when the Tennessee Titans were chasing around Kyler Murray and could not get him. I was yelling it when Jacksonville State is running down the field on Florida State in the last play and taking Mike Norvell and the crew down there, right?
Yeah.
And I was saying it one more time as Jameis Winston was throwing them touchdowns. I said, get him, Jameis. And then I took a L, but I knew that was coming last night. Chicago Bears take a L. Man, there's so much football to get to. Gentlemen, I'm happy to see y'all. Feel grateful to be here.
Yes.
John, how you rocking today?
Well, it was a great day, and it was also a miserable day. That is life. Such is life, right? It was a beautiful tragedy because we had football back, which was fantastic. NFL football back
everywhere you looked.
But everything I touched died basically yesterday,
except for the Eagles. Strangely enough,
that's right.
They blossomed.
Philadelphia is immune to my touch in week one. So, yes, we do have a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to talk about all the action. We're going to talk about that disaster. Call in FEMA if they're not too busy. That disaster in Nashville.
I figured you would focus on that today.
If I was Mike Vrabel, y'all would be sleeping outside of the practice facility in them tents. Okay.
And need dude like Judge and run them boys. Run some laps. Yeah. Have them run some laps after the game. Like
give Arizona some credit, though, now.
They get tons of credit.
Trying to tell Kyler Murray's.
They get stopping on a dime.
He's the real deal.
They get tons of credit. But yeah. Kyler Murray, not Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Certainly was an underdog going into that game yesterday. So don't worry. We will address the FEMA disaster.
Oh, and you're going to get yours.
Huh?
You're going to get yours.
Oh, no.
It's easy to talk when your team hadn't played yet.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's still 0-0, right?
I'm saying on Monday, though, that's the beauty of it. On Monday, we ain't got much to say about the Raiders. You know,
we'll save that for tomorrow.
What about this music here, this kind of music from Friday, you might recall? I was looking at this graph.
I blocked that out. I mean, we'll address that later in the week.
Okay.
It was a...
we have time for that, is what you're saying.
I'm not sure whose week one was worse, Patties or the Titans. It's close.
neck and neck.
So, we'll get into all of that today here on the show. Isaac Bruce is going to join us at 11:25.
All right.
We will talk to Isaac Bruce about... he's coming back to Memphis. He's going to be signing autographs before the Mississippi State game. On Saturday, out at Tiger Lane, 12-2. So get out there and take a picture, get an autograph from Ike Bruce. He'll join us at 11:25. We'll talk to him.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Obviously about being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, press conference, everything like that. Also, it's Rams. His Rams got a quarterback, and he looked free. He looked free last night. He's finally they have unleashed him, and released him from the chains of Detroit. And he looks like he's very happy.
Man got weapons now.
Yes, he does.
Man got a defense now. Matthew Stafford, he could be an MVP type candidate.
Very much so.
Had the best passer rating of his career.
It was just obvious.
And it looked easy for him,
did it not? Yeah.
That ceiling is just higher, and it was evident. It's just higher with him than it was with Goff.
He's
going to be more big plays. Goff wouldn't take big plays.
That's right.
No.
That was his thing. And so you're getting it right off the bat. What man, how excited are you? Did you see that stadium? SoFi? That thing's beautiful.
It's
how excited are you about the future of the Rams if you were one of their fans? Like, it's right now time for them.
Yeah, he was glowing last night. I mean, he just was. And it certainly paid off.
Stafford's a stud. Now he's got a squad.
Yeah, it certainly paid off for the Rams last night, getting the dub over the Chicago Bears.
We played Fields for like three plays.
Yeah, a little tease.
What the hell was that? The packages with Fields.
Just dumb Nagy.
Here's a package. Throw an out pass.
49ers did the same thing with Trey Lance. You know, they just kind of made some packages for him.
You run him on the, you know, on the quarterback touchdown run, and that's what he can do. And actually,
that's fine.
But again, before that, you'd kept Andy Dalton in. What does he do? He throws an interception down there in the red zone. Well, let Fields in there at that point. He can run around. He's got more, you know, more abilities anyway. There's no here's the bottom line. And y'all, Bears need 16 more of these.
Yep.
So you can roll Nagy and Ryan Pace, the general manager, all out afterwards, and we can start building around Fields in a proper way.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Then at 125, Jason Fitz is going to join us. We will talk to him about the weekend. Now, you tell me he is in Vegas?
I saw pictures of him in front of the stadium last night. Mm-hmm. He's all excited. He said it's his town.
He is in Vegas.
He owns Vegas right now. It's his town. He doesn't care whether he takes a W or L.
Good.
He's in Vegas for the opener.
That's the right way to approach it.
This is it, right? First game with fans.
Correct.
Full stadium.
Allegiant. Yes. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So we will get into all of that today with Jason Fitz at 125. So that is the show today. Like we always do, though, on Mondays, we like to recap and sum up the weekend with a little thing we call Cap or No Cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's Cap.
I'm going to say Cap.
Or No Cap.
I'm going to say that's No Cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Looking forward to this. Let's start right from the top with the Titans. The Titans are in trouble. Cap or No Cap.
I know you're going to want to spend a great deal of time on this, so let's go ahead and get it over with, John.
Titan time, John.
Well,
go ahead.
I know what a lot of people expect me to come in here today and do, because the Titans did take that 38-13 L in Nashville this weekend. And I'll be honest, there was never any point in that game where they looked like they had any intentions of winning it. It was pretty evident from the first series that they were not ready for this game. And you can point to a number of reasons why the offense looked complete. I mean, it was like dyslexic. You're reading backwards. Defensively, could not make plays when you needed to. Could not get Kyler Murray off the field.
Couldn't get him on the ground.
Chandler Jones was,
5 sacks.
Assaulting Ryan Tannehill.
We've seen in the season up since Derek Thomas. Now, you got to go way back.
Now, in fairness, they did go out and get J.J. Watt, and so that probably does open up things for Chandler Jones. That's that sort of unintended consequence.
And Watt looked good getting up the field to stop the run.
He was spry. He was healthy looking. No, I was surprised.
Now, the question will be, how long does that last? Do you get that Watt? Get that J.J. Watt?
It lasted for 4 quarters yesterday.
I mean, this season, sucker.
Derrick Henry averaged 3.4 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, the ballyhooed acquisition, great stat line, 3 receptions for 29 yards, or in other words,
he's
basically John Brown.
You're reveling in this.
And again, the defense, we talk about, you know, all the things they did. Kyler Murray, 289 yards,
brutal.
4 touchdowns. And DeAndre Hopkins, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Kyler had his way.
Look, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, because you messed us all up. Patty was on the Titans.
Yep.
Because
messed the whole thing up.
You know, I was sold a bill of goods on this team. I really was.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
I was told, you know, we've gone out and we've gotten this elite number two receiver in Julio Jones, and we've gotten
weapons.
Bud Dupree, and you know, we've changed up the defense, and we've you know, we've done some different things, and I'll be honest, it just looked like a lot of the same to me. In fact, the offense looked worse. I'm a little worried that you've lost your identity offensively. You've gotten away from the things that you were good at. Now, I think they're in terms of accomplishing the most AFC Championship game, winning it, getting to the Super Bowl, I think they're in trouble for that. But I will say this. I am willing to wait. I am willing to give it until mid-October before I will truly write this team off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they did not have time together.
You'd be smart to do that.
They did not have any time together because of Tannehill and COVID and all this
stuff. Correct. Offensively.
And it looked like it.
Yes.
And it looked
now
like it.
Now you're getting to some facts.
I did not at any point see a team that could possibly, in any scenario, no matter what, if an asteroid hit the earth, compete with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Because if they're having a hard time with Kyler at home, just imagine how Mahomes is going to handle them in Arrowhead. That being said, I do lean toward them getting it figured out enough to where they will make the playoffs, and we'll see what happens after that. I don't think they're a contender for a Super Bowl after week one, but I still think they'll make the playoffs as a proxy of how bad that division is. So I don't know if that means cap or no cap. I think there it is no cap. They're in trouble in terms of getting to a Super Bowl because that really should be the goal. But they'll be a playoff team, and so that's where I'll kind of settle.
It's cap for now. It's they're in trouble, right? It's cap for now.
Yes.
You're right to wait and see, John. It's one game. And Kyler Murray, I would tell you, looks pretty special. Like that stopping on a dime stuff he's doing, running around the field, then completes the pass to Hopkins. They just can't catch. There's not anybody else in the NFL that can do that. And he's going to make a bunch of decent NFL defenses, to maybe even some good ones, look bad all season long doing things like that.
Well, Mahomes can do that.
Yes, he can.
You know,
Mahomes can do that. Sure.
You could argue Josh Allen last year at least could do that.
Stop. That's not that. What Josh Allen? Did you see Josh Allen yesterday?
You were gonna come in here. You see that? What aboutism?
We're
gonna focus on the Titans.
You gonna apologize for Jeff and the Bills today, like
no,
you usually do?
It was a bad loss. It was a bad L. It was one of.
I hear a lot of stuff about the Titans. They don't hear anything about the Bills.
That was a bigger upset. That was a bigger upset technically than the Titans game. Because they were favored by 6.5, the Bills were.
He's going to make a lot of defenses look bad. That said, that defense did not look good at all. I mean, it's supposed to be improved, and you're not getting any sort of rush on. I think they ended up with 2 sacks. You got to get more than that. He never looked scared. Kyler looked like he was in control the entire time. And so for a defense that's been much ballyhooed, yes, by me and others, that it's going to be improved, not necessarily. Nobody told you it's going to be a top 10 defense, what I say. Get it to the halfway point. Be 16th, 17th. Don't be dead last. I think they can still do that. I'm going to chalk it up to right now that I think Kyler Murray's in for a special season. Oh, by the way, I got him in fantasy. Dude's running around everywhere. That's a good thing. Dude could end up having a MVP caliber season. Going to be based on wins, though, and that division's tough. That said, what I'm more concerned about for the Titans, even though I think it's right now, it's too early to panic, that O-line, man.
Yep.
That's the one. I mean, Chandler Jones, you wrecked them so bad. You got them so in your head. You got Taylor Lewan tweeting that, man, you whooped my tail, Chandler Jones, and you exposed me. We got to get better. I ain't got any choice.
Yep.
Like, you never see that. 5 sacks for him, three in the first quarter? Like, he was all over the field. And that line, you touched on this, that usually at least can run block for you. You know, it's less than 4 yards a carry. And so I know, you know, I felt like Arizona was hyped up on this one.
They were.
This is like, we're going to come out and make a statement, whereas the Titans were just like, eh.
Yep.
You know, we hadn't been together offensively.
I think they were feeling the pressure.
And this is still Arizona. We'll bring it together at some point. Yeah, maybe. You said the Titans felt a little pressure?
Yeah, because all the stuff they've done the offseason.
To me, it looked like a team that had not been together enough, especially offensively. They never could get anything going. That said, that O-line might be a problem.
Right.
That's what I'm willing to give you. That looked awful.
And, you know, I mean, if you can't give Ryan Tannehill time and you can't get Derrick Henry going on the ground, then you're definitely – I mean, we talked about it. We were having on-air, off-air conversations. Like, man, what is up with the number on the Titans? It feels like over nine, which was the regular season win total that Vegas assigned them.
So it feels low.
Feels like easy money. Like, what are we talking about? And now you're like, holy crap, Vegas knows exactly what it's doing. Because if you pull up the Titans schedule, honestly, it would give me a lot of anxiety. You're probably starting the season 0-2.
0-2.
Yeah, because you're on the road next week at Seattle.
It's too early to panic even at an 0-2 start.
No, I wouldn't panic, especially because you have 17 games now. And then it does get a lot more manageable in the next three weeks. You got the Colts at home.
You play in
the
AFC South, exactly.
Yeah, then you have the Jets and then the Jags. But then you've got Bills and Titans back-to-back. Then you have the Rams coming up. I mean, it's going to be a very difficult road to getting to 10-11 wins. You have the talent to do it. But my level of concern about the Tennessee Titans certainly did go up by significant measures after yesterday.
I mean, you're not going to see 3.9 yards per pass by Tannehill in this offense once they get it together.
Yeah.
Once they all get on the same page. That was an offense yesterday that didn't have what it normally does. That ability to run the ball and then run play action, get big plays off of that was not there yesterday for whatever reason. I mean, you had Julio and Tannehill down the red zone looking like they're not quite on the same page yet. Ball gets up on Julio a little soon.
Yep.
For a Hall of Famer like that, you don't typically see it. And it looked like, again, an offense that hadn't been together. Give them a passing game. Give them some time. You're right. They're going to end up 0-2 because Seattle's cooking from
from the get-go.
This is what Russ usually does, yes. Right? He starts the season off.
It's far too early to overreact. They're going to win the division by default almost.
Yes.
And then you go from there. Hopefully that defense can step up. I did. I said this has got to be a better defense.
But
they did not look good week one.
Man, I'm going to put it on me because I know better than to ever trust that vanilla bum team in Nashville. I know better than that. So that's so
what I did say.
It's
I will say this. You said you weren't going – Patty said he wasn't going to touch it at first. Then came back the day of and surprised us all jumping on the Titans bandwagon.
Yeah, Patty.
And you
Patty
the
regrets
one,
the air.
We should blame Patty.
Patty
for
regrets the air.
All that back and forth Patty did is what messed this damn thing up. That
so,
and Kyler Murray.
You know, I mean, we'll get to Patty Laird in a week. I mean, you know.
Stay away from the Titans, Patty. Can we ask him? Can you tell Patty that?
Patty fading the Titans.
Like he said he was going to do.
Patty fading the Titans.
You are displacing yourself further and further away from Patty
it's
the character.
It's two different people.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's my alter ego.
It's becoming like another person.
Patty going to have to come back in here on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, he'll speak to this. Patty will address that on Thursday.
Okay.
Not on Monday. But the Titans have to answer for what they did this Sunday today.
I'm glad that we got this mess out of the way. You're going to get yours tonight.
Well,
you don't act like you didn't like this part of the segment. Act like you didn't enjoy this, even though you picked them.
No, I
did. Or Patty picked them.
I feel bad.
Patty still enjoy.
I feel bad.
He's at his best when he's
so good.
When he's killing the Titans, he's
really
at his best. You feel
like,
the energy in the room.
It's the special. Titans are like Sisyphus, right? The Greek myth.
Who?
Sisyphus.
Hold up.
He just keeps putting that. You know, he's pushing that boulder.
Oh, this is the boulder.
Sisyphus. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
And they go out and they add Julio Jones.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're Sisyphus. You can't get that ball, that rock over the hill. No matter what you do.
Oh, Derrick Henry.
You are eternally damned
Taylor
to
LeJuan
try to push that boulder up. I mean, as long as you got friggin' Taylor Lewan out here apologizing to friggin' Chandler Jones for him. He's basically like, Chandler, I am so sorry about my performance.
Yeah, keep that in-house.
Like, that looks so whack.
Just go be better.
I get what he's trying to do.
Me too.
You know? But keep that in-house, bro. Like, go to the weight
room. Gamesmanship.
Like,
just
go do some bench presses. You know what I'm saying?
He did get whooped, though.
Yeah. So it was certainly a bad day for the Tennessee Titans. And there will be another one next weekend. So don't get too excited. No. But you eventually will play the Texans and the Jaguars, so don't worry.
Well, it does get better because
the New Orleans Saints
had a pretty good game yesterday. Let me put my glasses on so I can see this next one.
Please
Jameis
do.
Winston is going to make John look like a fool, cap or no cap.
So I don't appreciate the I'm just under the heat lamp already week one. I mean, all these are about me.
I love it. No, the last one was on me and the Titans defense. Don't feel the heat, John. You got the last one. You got to get off your shots. Now I get to get off mine.
Oh, you kick us off.
How you like them apples? Jameis Winston eating a dub? Well, now, number one, you told us he was going to be the first quarterback bench.
Yes, I did.
What did he go out and do for you yesterday?
Well, he threw for 64 yards and 5 touchdowns.
I knew you would try to find some way to crap on it.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot. 38-3, John, a Saints team you said wouldn't sniff the playoffs.
This man threw for 148 yards, bro.
Yes, we get it. Fewest yards ever in NFL history in a 5-touchdown performance. That's right. We figured you'd find the negative.
Yes.
Efficient, John.
I mean, it was. It was arguably the most efficient quarterback performance ever.
I've never seen something so ass backwards.
Yeah, I know.
Because what you saw.
How do you not have more than 148 yards?
It's the way Aaron Rodgers was playing, too, on the other side.
He was playing terribly.
He was
terribly.
Just throwing it around.
Dreadful.
Like my guys will run up
the
under.
The hell was that?
Like, I'm the old MVP. It's going to come. They're going to go get it. Just watch.
No.
And it was like he didn't. It was like the old Jameis that would just throw the ball around, had 30 interceptions or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, a couple of those that Rodgers threw, you're like, huh?
Yep.
And so Jameis, the guy that literally didn't make any mistakes, just took what they gave him, and that's never been him.
Yep.
But what, after a year of watching, right, of holding the clipboard, of being under Sean Payton and watching Drew Brees, the professional, what did Drew do? Take what the defense gives you, especially there at the end of the career when that arm was going out. And so Jameis, again, you watched a masterclass when Drew Brees and Sean Payton working together the last year, and you've got a chance to go out and show that from a mindset standpoint that you're a different quarterback. And I thought he did it, John. A guy who always been about the gunslinging, just goes out, takes what the defense gives you. Oh, by the way, throws a nice 50-yard bomb in the middle of it.
Thank God.
Give you a little bit of
touch.
It
got us over 100.
Yeah, thank God it did. What did you have, Jameis, in the 200-plus passing yards yesterday?
I hope
you
not.
You act like you did the way you focused on it.
We didn't come close.
Anything to say about this Saints team and whether it can make the playoffs or not?
Well, I don't know if that win says more about the Saints or the Packers, because I think we saw in Aaron Rodgers, it's week one, and there was a lot of weird stuff that happened in week one.
Here we go.
But I feel like I saw a dude, like, everybody's like, oh, he's so mad. That dude looked the opposite of mad. That dude looked like he was mailing it in.
He looked like afterwards, though, some of that relax. Remember relax?
That yeah. pick
when
he
people
threw?
Get out and he told people to relax.
Yeah. A little too chill.
Yeah, that's why I never said never. You about to count him out.
I can smell it coming. I feel like it's a—
that something's different. I can hear what you're saying.
Well, because
you're too early for this.
The extenuating circumstances that he knows this is his last year in Green Bay. You know what I mean? And Davante Adams, he knows it's his last year in the green. So are they just dogging?
They played like it.
They were not on the same
page. I mean, that pick he threw, you know, in the first, first drive of the third quarter. It was awful. It was very un-Aaron Rodgers-like.
Usually he's on the money with that.
Yeah.
But they showed him. He was watching the rush come.
Yes.
Instead of knowing where Devontae is going to be, which he usually does.
Yep.
Doesn't worry about the rush. And that's from, you didn't play any of this preseason.
Right.
Like I told you before we got on air, Tom Brady went out there and threw a couple of series in the preseason, got some of that rust off. Some guys can do that. I put Dak Prescott in that category.
Yep.
Didn't play any. Hell, you hadn't played since last. Come back out yourself. But most guys, at least a series or two, go out there and get some rust. He looked like he hadn't played in 2 years, Aaron Rodgers. Didn't look like himself. He'll be fine, though.
The Saints will, it feels like, right, you get a win like that. It feels like as long as Jameis just plays within himself, you know, and they're able to still be as good as they are defensively, it feels like they will be the playoff team. And if that is the case, Jameis is not going to get benched. They're not going to ask him anywhere close to do what he did in Tampa Bay, right? Like, he's not going to be asked to throw more than likely for 300 yards a game. They're going to manage him. They're going to keep him sort of, again, within himself. And it seems like he's willing to do that. And if he's willing to do that and he's cool with that, then they're going to win, you know, 9, 10, maybe 11 games, because that defense is what it is. Now, they did lose their premier pass rusher, it looks like, in Davenport. So I'm not sure how that will affect them, but – it was a great win. It was a great win. Is James going to make me look like a fool? It sounds like he probably is. I'd say that's no cap.
That looks good.
NFC West gets 4 playoff teams, cap or no cap.
So that goes right back to this. If they're going to do that, then there can't be a New Orleans making the playoffs, right?
Because the Bucs are going to win their division.
The Bucs will win that division, and you'll have the 3 wild cards. You would need if all 4 teams in the West make it, there is no Saints. There can be no other wild card from any other division.
Yep.
But I will say this. Man, that division looks awesome.
Great division.
Is there a better division in sports?
No.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, maybe the Premier League, I guess.
I think you've been wanting, but I feel a little bit of part of you've been wanting to write off San Francisco a little bit. Maybe go right. Did they not look like a contender with that defense and what they've got?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of let their
back
foot off
and
the
forth
gas
between
yesterday.
Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Sure, but that's a team you're going to have to contend with.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not an easy win out there.
Mostert got
Rams,
hurt again.
Seattle,
which is, you know, one of the great NFL traditions. Raheem Mostert is going to look awesome while he's on the field, but he's always going to get hurt. So I do think they have some question marks there. Right. Although they do have Trey Sermon, right?
And Deebo is a weapon.
Yep,
Deebo Samuel is a weapon.
I think they're certainly good enough to make the playoffs. I think they're a playoff caliber team.
Every team in that division is good enough to make it.
Yeah. I mean, the Seahawks, we know.
I think that's going to happen.
Rams, Arizona.
It's never happened, but of course the playoffs have never been as expansive as they are now.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot, and it's going to require some, you know, some major losing elsewhere. Like, you know, your second place teams in your other divisions have to be pretty bad.
And they're going to beat up on each other at some point, and that's why for now I'm going to and I think it ends up this way. And because of what I saw from Jameis and the Saints, I'm going to say it's cap.
It is going to be cap.
Every team will make 3 teams going to make it out of that.
3 will get it, maybe not 4.
I think 3, because nobody's coming out of the north.
Right, and there is going to be some obvious
nobody's coming out of the north
cannibalization because you play each other.
Right,
you know, so it will even out. Unless everybody in the division goes 1-1 against each other, which we know that won't happen. It might, I guess. It could happen.
Rams clear favorite, though, right?
No other wild card from the NFC East.
Right.
The division winner is going to go.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So 3, yes. 4, no. And I think
I
the Saints are going to have a lot to do with
that's
that.
That's cap. But it'll be a fun race.
Yep.
Raiders tonight. Line is 4 from when I saw Ravens favored in this one. Do the Raiders win tonight? Cap or no cap?
Are you serious?
My goodness, Patty. Had he been drinking a lot this weekend?
I don't
Raiders
care.
Win?
I'm going to say that is no cap.
All
no, that
day
is
long.
No cap.
Man,
say
it,
no cap.
Hold on. Say it so we can save it for a promo, maybe. Go ahead and say it without me talking over it.
Look, the reality of the situation is this is where the Raiders are at their best. When they're on national television, when they're playing against a good team, when we're undefeated, when the other team is in the they're basically invalids. They don't have anybody healthy. Lamar Jackson is not a great thrower, and his best receiving weapons are out. This is where Derek Carr shines. And I am not a Derek Carr fan, to be quite honest. But Derek Carr is going to get this done tonight. The Raiders win straight up. We did this last year against the Saints. Nobody gave us a chance against the New Orleans Saints last year. Week one, Monday Night Football in Allegiant Stadium. This time, we got fans. We're going to be jacked up emotionally. The Ravens are coming in limping. We're going to win the game, bro. We win the game.
Yeah, you on that.
1-0.
You on that Julio juice.
Bro, we're going to win the game because Lamar cannot do everything by himself tonight. Derek Carr is so much better, I hate to say it, than people think. And so he's going to be able to manage this game. He's going to make the right decisions. You're going to see Bryan Edwards just light up what's left of the Ravens.
You know
secondary.
What I heard this morning?
Darren Waller.
Y'all got four new starters on the offensive line. It ain't even the same offensive line it was last year.
No, thank God. It's a better
Derek
offensive
Carr
line.
Derek Carr better watch out.
It's a better offensive line.
He going to think he David when he done.
We upgraded.
Baltimore coming for him tonight.
We upgraded.
That Baltimore defense going to win tonight, John. That circus show.
Somebody's got to win on this station. I mean, the Bills, L.
Every
Bears,
other team,
L.
He's the only one.
Cowboys, L.
Everybody's,
Giants, L.
Everybody at this station's team lost this
Titans,
weekend.
Titans, L.
He's the last one.
Washington football team, L.
He's
Dallas
the last.
Dallas lost.
Yeah, we got them.
Everybody.
They were the first. They were the first.
Yeah,
they were
Bills, first Bears, Giants, all of us.
Yeah, so Washington. It's up to us. It's up to us to get the dub.
Oh, so that place is going to be lit tonight.
Oh,
you are
gonna
right. If you're going to get one, this might be the one.
It's going to be absolutely an insane atmosphere. And I think because of the Ravens.
Oh, this will be over after first quarter.
I mean, do you know who the Ravens starting running back is going to be?
Latavius, perhaps.
Tyson Williams.
No, what, they got Le'Veon and Latavius, though.
Oh, man. The carcass of Le'Veon Bell.
Ghost, it's the ghost of Le'Veon.
Yeah, so.
It's still decent.
The Raiders win straight up.
You
and it's going
lost
to be a,
your mind.
It's going
all
to be
right.
A fantastic night. We're going to come back. Isaac Bruce is going to join us. We will talk to Isaac Bruce about coming back to Memphis, which is where he'll be this weekend. He's going to be signing autographs out there at Tiger Lane from 12 until.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Noon. So we will talk to him about that, about his Hall of Fame induction, his thoughts on the Rams, rest of the NFL. Lots to get to with Ike Bruce. We'll do that when we come back. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. Isaac Bruce is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. University of Memphis product, Memphis Tiger, going to be back here in Memphis signing autographs before the Mississippi State game on Tiger Lane this weekend. He joins us now. Ike, man, first of all, I don't think we have talked since it was made official. Congratulations on a long overdue and well-deserved honor.
Hey, John, I appreciate it, man, and thanks for having me on the show. Most definitely, man. It was a great honor. Had a great time in Canton a couple weeks ago. Friends and family enjoyed it, and I just had fun watching them having a good time.
Man, I gotta start with your speech, man, because – you know, a lot of times when guys get up there, you know, they say the sort of typical, you know, and they thank everybody. And, yeah. You know, but your speech was like, it was so real to you, right? Like, it was like you spoke so clearly from the heart, and you talked about, you know, that call from the scout. You know, it was a very different speech, but I thought it was raw and it was genuine and it was really, I thought, indicative of what made you you and what made you successful. Why did you sort of choose to go there, you know, focusing on that piece of it in your speech there?
Well, you know, I told the great Andre Tippett, you know, after my speech when he was congratulating me that, you know, we have a lifetime to talk about football. You know, every week, it's just the start of the college football season, the start of the national football season this past weekend. You know, you get calls left and right, want to talk about football. So I felt like that moment and taking a page out of the great Michael Jordan's book, I just wanted to really, you know, just go in depth to some of the things that, you know, that lights your discipline. I mean, I'm a person that believes discipline is much bigger than motivation. So that was one of those moments, and not many people knew that story. Wasn't really sure if I was going to tell it, but I felt like it was the right place, right time. And like I said in the speech, I felt like that person was still alive and he was there to see that moment. And that's just the way it played out. It was great. I didn't think it would go over as well as it did, but what do I know?
You were not a guy during your career who said, look at me. And you were always praised for that. Now, some have wondered, man, if you tooted your own horn more, you know, during your career, might have been in there earlier, but you carried yourself with class. Being able to say how you like me now, though, right? Because that's the moment, Ike. If you were ever going to say it, look at me now when we threw it back to Cool Moe Dee. How nice was that, Ike, to be able to do that on that day, man?
Well, it's cool. I guess, you know, the people that are currently in my, what I call my holies of holies, or my inner circle, they know me. They right. know I like to joke. They know I like talking football and life issues as a whole. So, you know, I don't think I surprised them in any form or fashion, but people outside of that group, mm-hmm. they probably were shocked. But, you know, there's some level of a huge level of confidence in any profession, particularly in athletics when you're playing in the National Football League, MLB, and, you know, you're playing in the NBA. There's a level of confidence that you must have, not only in yourself, but in that higher power that gave you the ability, the gifts to go out and do what you did.
And then what went down with the iPad? It's supposed to be on the lectern, or it wasn't? What happened?
Right before my speech, I had one of the attendants to go ahead and just place my iPad on the podium. After Chris Berman introduced me, he unknowingly picks up my iPad.
Oh, man.
He walks away with it and sits down. So it was an honest mistake, but me being in that moment, I'm thinking, you know, this is a rookie prank that they play on, you know, the rookie Hall of Fame inductee. So I thought I was in one of those moments.
Wow.
And, you know, I just rolled with it, man. I was taught by one of the great coaches ever to coach special teams in the National Football League, Frank Gant. And he always told us one snap and clear and midstream adjust. So at that moment, I decided to midstream adjust.
What did you make of your bust? Were you pleased with how your bust turned out?
I was pleased. I think it looks more like my older brother that was on the stage with me. So I give him that credit. But the tedious work that was put into it, unfortunately, with the pandemic, we didn't have an opportunity to actually go out to Salt Lake City and sit down with the guy that was putting it together. We did everything via Zoom, so it was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we stayed up late at night. But I felt like he got a Bruce. He got me at the top of my head, but everything else was my brother. So I'm pretty pleased with it.
The whole family's in the hall now, right? I mean, it's best for everybody. Before we get into you coming back to Memphis and the program and everything, just to sort of bottom line it on your career, now that you're in and now that you did get that recognition, I guess I'd ask, in terms of things that you were most proud of when you reflect back on your career and you think about your hallmarks, what are you most proud of?
You know what, I tell you what, that weekend I had an opportunity to spend time with a lot of people that I worked with for 14 seasons in St. Louis and with the Rams organization. Most people who really are not seen that helped me. I mean, from the trainers, from the people who I ask and they send FedEx letters for me. The people where I was able to go and sit in their offices from time to time, use their telephone, kick my feet up just to get away from everything. Those people showed up for me. And just to have them to come to town and just take away from their schedules and come and celebrate with me, that was huge for me. I'll carry that the rest of my life.
You're going to be here. John mentioned it. You're going to be here this weekend. They're going to honor you during the Mississippi State game. What are you going to tell those players? We know you talk to them every time you're here, but for those guys that want to be, you know, the second or the third player from the University of Memphis State to make a Hall of Fame, you know, what do you tell those guys who want to dream big, but maybe they can't see it?
Well, the vision is important. Just having one, creating one. And just living by it. I mean, I think when I first stepped on campus, I saw guys like Ernest Gray. His pictures was on the wall. Space Dog, their pictures was on the wall. So I wanted to be those guys, the Charles Wilsons who came before me. I wanted to follow in their footsteps and play professionally. So I think that when I get an opportunity to speak to them, I'll let them know that it's important to have a vision, a positive vision. And if you're not preparing one or putting one together, please don't allow someone else to put one on you and you roll with that, but create your own. And as many times, that vision will propel you to greatness. So just get a vision, create that vision, and just live it out, man, because we need some more awards in Memphis. We need to shine from the inside out in Memphis. And I mean, we need Biletnikoff winners. We need Jim Thorpe Award winners. We need Heisman Trophy winners to come out of the Memphis program. So that's what I'll tell them.
You know, on that point, we're talking to Isaac Bruce here at Pro Football Hall of Fame. We're going to be back in Memphis this weekend signing autographs before the Mississippi State game, 12 until 2 on Tiger Lane there. I'm sure you were up on the news of the last couple of weeks on the Big 12 and their expansion and where sort of Memphis fit into that. And then once again, you know, Memphis sort of did not get the recognition it deserved and they're being left out. Mike, why do you think this keeps happening?
Well, I think it's okay. I think it's fine. I think we have everything within our program to make ourselves shine, to be more attractive to other people. I mean, I think the time for really knocking on doors and asking people to accept us, that's been over for a couple of years. I think what we have going from a leadership standpoint, from the coaching at our head coach in football, our head coach in basketball and other sports that are on campus, academically, I think we're on point to be accepted and be a Power 5 school. So therefore, we just keep doing our work. We just keep winning, kicking butt and taking names, and we'll have people come and running us down. And, we can sit back and really not knock on anyone's door, but just really accept or choose which invitation we want to take. I clearly believe that's where we're headed as a program.
Speaking of kicking butt, what did you think of Stafford last night and taking the top off?
Man, that was awesome, man. It's what I've been waiting for, man. I got Deshaun Watson. I got Van Jefferson now, and we can open the entire playbook. and he just made it look so easy. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen a quarterback for the Rams throw for 300 yards with ease, with as ease, much ease as he did last night. So I'm excited.
Do you think he can be MVP-type candidate in that offense? And when you add it all up with that defense, we're looking at a Super Bowl contender?
I mean, let's just be real. It's the easiest thing for a quarterback in the National Football League and a market like he's in to become the MVP. So he has a great mind as far as the offensive coordinator is calling the plays, setting him up. And all he has to do is just perform, show up. I mean, his greatest ability when he was with Detroit was that he was a tough guy.
You're
and
right.
He played every Sunday. So when you have a guy like that with the skill set that he has, I mean, MVP, Super Bowl, all that stuff, it's there for the taking.
Do you see Daryl Henderson Jr., once they sort of went to him there late in the game yesterday to put it away, he answered it. Do you think he's going to, establish himself as the guy here in the next, 12, 14 games?
Well, I was speaking this morning on my podcast, Ramblings, with the great Marcus Holliday, and we were talking and discussing this. Every team in the league is looking to throw the football around. But you can never get far away from a great running game. And it showed up again last night. Every game, you're going to have that four-minute opportunity to close out a game. You're going to have to be Mariano Rivera. You're going to have to close the game. So the offensive line was opening holes, and all Darrell has to do is get it started. Once he gets it started, man, he's fast, he's explosive. I think he can be a number one back in the league, and he's starting to show that.
Do you think what a day, right, for the NFC West yesterday? Everybody won.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think we could see? I mean, it feels like it's not crazy to say all four of these teams could make the playoffs.
I don't know if it's ever happened, but I think the biggest win that took place yesterday was Arizona going into Nashville and doing what they did to Tennessee.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't expect that, and the way Kyler Murray played with the tools that they have offensively. And Chandler Jones having 5 sacks in one game, that's amazing. I mean, the toughest division in all of football right now is the NFC West, and we're going to see it. And had 3 wins on the road, so that's saying a whole lot.
Ike, you mentioned Doc Holliday, and I know he was up there for your speech. I know how much pride he took in you making it. And you saw, too, Danton Bartow, who we lost last month, obviously former Tiger, still all-time leading tackler, one of your former teammates. I think one of the last things he tweeted was about how proud he was of you making, I think it was something like hashtag South Hall of Famers, obviously, talking about the old dorm. That pride that other guys you played with and guys from Memphis around that time took in you being the first one, could you feel it? Ike, and I'm sure they all reached out to you, but there must also be a great pride for you to sort of be representing that for those guys. They were so proud of you.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we do call ourselves South Hall of Famers now. And the true statement of that is what's going to happen this Saturday. All of my teammates, the guys that I played with, some of the guys that were there before me and after me, they're going to be in attendance at this game, and they're going to be represented with me. And we stand as one unit because, we did a lot of things together on and off the football field. We had some great moments on the field, particularly back, when, my last year when we played down in Starkville, man. We put up 45 points versus a ranked SEC team. So this is a perfect game, perfect moment for all of us to be together and just celebrate the Memphis program, and that's what's happening.
We are, of course, talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce here on the show. Going to be signing autographs before the Mississippi State game this weekend from 12 to 2 on Tiger Lane. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Isaac Bruce Foundation Flight 300 program. Tickets available at isaacbrucehof.com. Ike, I know you keep up on these Tigers. They are, for the first time in program history, they've been rolling with a true freshman QB to start the season. And he goes on the road for his first time ever. Has 5 touchdowns, puts up 55 points. How about that? A true freshman. We know how hard it is at that position. What do you make of him and what he's done, Seth Hennigan?
Well, I just think it's awesome to be able to come in as a true freshman and go on the road in a program like at Memphis and put up 55 points. I think it's great. It's a huge testament to, like I mentioned earlier, the leadership that we have. Not only that, but the offensive line play. I mean, you got to have an offensive line to protect a young guy like that, to keep his confidence level up so he can stand in the pocket and deliver passes like he's doing. And big shout-out to Mr. Austin, man. I mean, just a great – he had one of those what I call a Larry Porter day versus the Arkansas State, whatever they're called right now. So big shout out to him, man. Great game. Awesome. And I'm looking forward to seeing the play, see this team play up close and personal.
Well, we're excited to have you back, Ike. You know, we appreciate the time,
yes,
as always, man. Once again, congratulations,
congrats,
and thanks for the time.
All right, Memphis, come out and see me, man. 12 o'clock to 2 p.m., Tiger Lane, man. I'll be there, man. Process of the proceed going to the Isaac Brooks Flight 300 program.
There you go. Thanks, Ike. Appreciate
thank
it,
you,
man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
Yep.
He is Isaac Bruce, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Again, go see him this weekend. I'm sure a lot of Memphis fans will love to celebrate him and get pictures and autographs with the great Isaac Bruce Hall of Famer. One of the best. One of the best on and off the field. So appreciate his time. That's high praise for Calvin Austin there.
Track star speed.
Yep.
You know when you're watching a stud.
Yep.
I mean, he's putting...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up Anthony Miller type numbers. He's going to have a chance, man, because of that speed.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So we appreciate Ike's time as always. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Don't even come on a play when we land. The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stamp. Don't grip on my hand. I know that I came.
It's lunchtime, which means it's a great day to get over to Topps Barbecue, the best barbecue in Memphis. Been going since 1952. Got to get the barbecue. Got to get the cheeseburgers, the slaw, the sauce, the beans. Great potato salad, the fries. It's all delicious at Topps Barbecue. They're an institution, and they've pretty much perfected it since day one. That's why not much has changed. Keeping everybody in Memphis fed for six decades. Get over Topps Barbecue today.
Truth is, we're the lucky ones, John and myself. We're the lucky ones. We get to shout out the praises of Topps Barbecue. Come on, it's... we're doing the easy work here. Topps is the best, speaks for itself. Like I said, best burger around town. They get delivered fresh from Charlie's Meat Market. None of that frozen patty been sitting for a week stuff. Delivered 5 to 6 times fresh daily. And you put that fresh burger with that fantastic barbecue, and what you've got is called the Fireman, ladies and gentlemen. It will rock your absolute world. Go get it, go ask for it. It's not on all menus, but it's like that secret item on the menu. When you order it, you'll get that nod. They know you know. Good barbecue, good burgers. When you're getting the Fireman from Topps. Topps Barbecue, where you see the smoke, taste the flavor.
We've been talking today about the NFL Week 1 and what a week it was. It was honestly a pretty wacky weekend just in terms of, you know, I mean, the Vikings, who,
yes,
you know, you established as your surprise team, in which, I'll be honest, I co-signed.
We still got a chance.
Lose to the Bengals.
It didn't make a lot of sense. All of a sudden, Ja'Marr Chase catching everything. Didn't catch a thing in the preseason. Bengals looking good.
Joe Mixon?
Still no excuse for that.
Joe Mixon alert?
He's supposed to be a better defense than that, Vikes.
29 carries, 127 yards. Maybe it was Gio Bernard holding him back the whole way, man.
Joe Mixon got to stay healthy for a full season. But, yes, it was a nice start for him on the year.
Yeah,
against what had been a good defense.
Yeah. Yep, Joe Mixon, man, he's going to win some fantasy leagues, I'll be honest, because if you...
No, he's not. He's not going to last that long.
If you had the wherewithal to draft him, you're feeling very, very happy today because he got a lot of work yesterday.
He did.
So the Vikings go down to the Cincinnati Bengals. Jalen Hurts.
There's your surprise team, right?
I mean, I think Jalen Hurts is like establishing himself as a top-flight quarterback. Now, we got to see him do it.
Whoa.
We got to see him do it.
Top flight.
Again and again and again.
Top flight sound like top 10 type quarterback you talking about, bro.
I think by the end of the season, if he continues to play like this, he will.
It was the Falcons.
I understand that, but it was on the road. I mean, he actually, like, he's making these receivers. I know they drafted Devontae Smith, but he's making his receivers look pretty good.
I will say, you love to crown early. You crown Seth Hennigan, and that's looking better and better. So maybe I better back off your
Thank you. And now, the one I was wrong about.
Prediction on Jalen.
The one I was wrong about, though, I will admit, was Jameis.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Jameis.
Well, he did it for you.
Jameis went
to
the
haters.
Saints.
Oh, my Lord.
And all the haters.
Undressed the Packers, let's be honest.
38-3.
They went up 7-0, and they never looked back on the Green Bay Packers. And after the game, you know, Jameis, he waxed on it. He had, you know, he
did. Brad, I sent it to your email. I don't know if you got it. There's a link to this. My apologies. I thought it was going to be for later. I'm glad John's bringing it up now, though.
Yeah, because, look.
Hopefully it'll pull right up.
Well, because I will say this about Jameis. Like, it's been a hell of a road to get here. I mean, he accepted the backup. I don't know if he had a choice, but he accepted the backup role in New Orleans last season.
Oh, he's coming to learn.
Let me pull it up. And this was quite the deal. Oh, my God.
Listen, it's been a long time since he's talked after a W. Man, he was learning last year.
Wasn't there a documentary about Jameis?
No, I'm sure there were.
Here we have the clip.
Yeah, this was the post game interview with Jameis. He was asked, just about the journey,
about being
getting
prepared.
The journey. Yeah.
Played out, Jameis.
I just think we were prepared. You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared. He
said, yeah. That's what he said.
Now, hold up. Now, this is
the trainer really was
the
thoughtful.
Second time I've heard this.
It landed.
So, and it just occurred to me. The person doing that interview is the great Tom Rinaldi, it sounds like.
Yep.
Okay.
Intimidating.
Well, he exactly. What did he say? He said something very complicated, like the defense and something took form. Can you replay that? Because I might have to defend Jameis.
Sorry,
here.
It's kind of low. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it's on somebody's television, yeah. But the thing went crazy on Twitter.
The defense stood up and it showed out. How did the defense in the running game give overall shape to the way this played out?
See, when you say how did the defense in the running game give overall shape,
I don't think it's
to
defendable,
the way this played
though,
out.
Because like, he sets himself up for the quote.
I mean, you already worried that Rinaldi's going to ask a stumper because that's what he does, or he asks one that makes you cry.
Listen, here's what my trainer said.
What did he say?
He just told us to be prepared.
That man is full of crap, bro.
Man, all of
so
y'all have
funny.
Had that brain freeze where you can't think of what you wanted to say. Why are you killing that man like the trainer didn't say nothing at all? He had a story to tell. He just couldn't remember it.
Well, yeah, that's...
Trainer said something.
Let me tee up my thoughtful trainer quote. Oh, what was it? Oh, never mind, man.
Very,
he just said...
Y'all hard on Jameis, man.
It was very profound.
Man, go out, throw 5 touchdowns.
I'm just saying, like...
Nobody's ever done it with that few
yards.
That's
not a good sign for, like, you know, when he's making...
He's rusty.
You know, at the line of scrimmage. Like, is he going to remember the play call? Is he going to remember the audible?
He hadn't been in post-game interview training.
What was the play?
He hadn't been in post-game interview training. He was in a hold the clipboard, watch for a year training. It's been a while since he's talked afterward about an ill. Yeah. You'll have to forgive me. He was trying to tell a nice story, nice little snippet, and was unable to give it to you because he just had one of those brain freezes, man. We all have them.
Yeah.
John, you've had him here on there. Well, you almost forget a guest at the end of the show that you'd like to thank.
That's true.
You know, and it has to be, for a minute, it's gone.
Yeah.
Your mind goes blank.
Who was that we had in the first hour?
Exactly. And you're trying to go back and name all that's all that happened here.
Yeah.
Ease up on Jameis.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Hey, he's 1-0. That's your Bear certainly are not. And
you won't be either after tonight.
The Titans are not, nor are the Washington football teamers, who are going to be without Ryan Fitzpatrick for a long time, it sounds like.
Could end up being a good thing.
I do like Heinicke. Mm. I do think he's got some heart.
He's got some moxie or something about him.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.